Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Osisko Gold Royalties Q3 2018 results conference call. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please pick up your receiver and please press star one followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Please note that this call is being recorded today, November 7th, 2018, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Today on the call, we have Mr. Sean Roosen, Chair of the Board of Directors and Chief Executive Officer of Osisko Gold Royalties, Mr. Brian Coates, President, and Ms. Elif Lévesque, Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Finance. I would now like to turn the meeting over to our host for today's call, Mr. Sean Roosen. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, et bienvenue à l'appel conférence des résultats du troisième trimestre de 2018 de redevances aurifères Osisko Limité. Après la présentation, nous procéderons à une séance de questions-réponses. Si vous désirez poser une question, veuillez décrocher le combiné du téléphone et appuyer sur la touche étoile suivie du numéro 1. Veuillez prendre note que cet appel est enregistré. Aujourd'hui, le 7 novembre 2018, à 10h heure de l'Est. Nous avons sur l'appel d'aujourd'hui M. Sean Roosen, président du conseil d'administration et chef de la direction de redevances aurifères Osisko, M. Brian Coates, président, et Mme Elif Lévesque, chef de la direction financière et vice-présidente aux finances. J'aimerais maintenant céder la parole à votre hôte, M. Sean Roosen.
Merci, Simon. Bienvenue à la conférence du troisième trimestre de Cisco. Aujourd'hui, on se trouve à Zurich. Alors, le téléphone peut être un peu moins bon que d'habitude, mais on va essayer quand même. Welcome everybody to the Q3 conference call. We're in Zurich today, so we may have a bit of sound quality issues in terms of the call, but if we don't, we'll refer back to Montreal. As noted today, we have most of the management team with us today. A good quarter, again, within our boundaries of our guidance. 3 months ended September 30th at 20,000 GEOs. 9 months ended 60,500 GEOs. So right down the middle of the fairway in terms of what we were expecting. Cash flow continues to come through at $20 million this quarter, $63.6 million to date. Adjusted earnings are now at $5.7 million for the Q3, bringing the year's total to $18.3 million. GEO earned in Q3 was at 20,000 ounces, up from 16,600 in 2017 for the same quarter. We also reported 87% cash operating margin on our ounces to date, with 60,548 ounces reported for the first 9 months operating. So we continue to hold our ground on our margins. Page 9 of the PowerPoint presentation that's on the website gives you a breakdown on a by-ounce basis, or sorry, by-mine basis. Obviously, Canadian Malartic seems to kind of is by far our strongest asset at this point in time, with 8,930 ounces for the quarter. Éléonore at 2,000 ounces, CB and at about 691, and Brucejack reported about 361. All the other assets are in between the 200 to 500 ounce range for the quarter. I think what's of good interest today, though, is that we're at 71%. Of our royalties are in gold, 18% in silver, and 8% in diamonds. So definitely, you know, on the precious metal side, and continue to dominate with gold assets. On to the next slide. Strong performance from Canadian Malartic, as we talked about, with mine having produced over 527,000 ounces so far in the first 9 months of the year, making it Canada's largest gold mine by production and the world's 12th as we sit today, with a first quartile cost profile. It's also located in Quebec, one of the best jurisdictions in the world, and continues to have exploration success and development success as they push forward on Barnett, Odyssey, and East Malartic zones in the development program there. So continue to see good upside at Canadian Malartic. We're delivering here on growth and continue to do so. 2017, we had 58,933 GEOs, with this year our guidance set between 77,500 and 82,500, and we're on track to make that happen. Revenues from royalties and streams up 57% year-on-year for the first 9 months. So, you know, it's a pretty good growth cycle we're in right now, and I'm going to let Elif take you through the next couple of slides here.
Thank you, Sean. So we have seen another steady growth in our revenues from royalties and streams in 2018, like Sean mentioned, at $31.4 million for the quarter and $96.8 million for year to date, which is a 20% increase for the quarter and a 57% increase for year to date compared to the same period last year. This growth is mainly due to another strong performance from our main asset, which is the Canadian Malartic Royalty, and from the assets acquired last year like Manto, Sasa, and Renard Streams, to name a few. Same growth was also reflected in cash flows from operating activities, reaching $20.6 million for the quarter and $63.6 million for year-to-date. The same period last year was affected by transaction costs related to the Orion transaction of $7.8 million for the quarter and $8.9 million for the year to date. But even when we exclude the impact of that, we're still looking at 132% growth in operating cash flow for the quarter and a 76% growth for year to date. Adjusted earnings, on the other hand, stood at $5.7 million compared to $8 million for the same quarter last year and $18.3 million for the current year-to-date compared to $21.7 million last year. We have seen an increase in gross profit this year and a considerable reduction in G&A, but the higher finance costs related to the interest expense on the $300 million debenture resulted in the lower adjusted earnings. So going to page 9 of the deck, the gold price was under pressure during the third quarter of 2018 and pretty much in line with the same period last year for the nine-month period. Regardless, we had another strong quarter in terms of revenues from royalties and streams at 90% cash operating margin of $28.1 million for the quarter and an 89% cash operating margin of $86.6 million for year-to-date period. Offtake interest provided the company with an additional $0.8 million for the quarter and a $4.1 million for the year. With that, Sean, it's back to you.
Thank you, Elif. So we're on to slide 10 now, activities for Q3. Most recently, the 1.75% NSR additional royalty that we purchased on the Caribou property held by Barkerville Gold in British Columbia, Canada, giving us a total royalty there of 4%. According to the new agreement, the company at Barkerville also has the option to ask to sell another 1% under the agreement. Second big item was the receipt from Pretium on the Brucejack that they want to repurchase the stream, which is an option on the contract that we purchased from Orion last year. They will pay us, we received notice we'll receive $118.5 million U.S. dollars at roughly $153.4 million Canadian on December 31st, 2018, which will reinforce our treasury and give us some dry powder to continue to transact. We also declared a dividend of 5 cents per common share in the quarter, the record close to the business of September 28th, 2018, paid on October 15th, 2018. Subsequent to September 30th, we've done an amendment on the Renard stream. And I'll get Joseph de la Plante to take a quick pass at what that means. We also repaid $10 million in debt, U.S., and 12.9 million Canadian, and extended the maturity date by 1 year to November 14th, 2022. So that's good progress there. And as we said, we've declared the dividend at 5 cents for next quarter as well, to be paid on January 15th, 2019. So on the stream repurchase, we've received the notice. This will give us a purchase back in, as I said, on December 31st, 2018. Pretium had the option of doing this this year on December 31st or in 2019. So they've elected to come early, which is probably good for us in terms of the investment opportunities that we see in the space. As of today, slide 12 goes through the Renard Diamond Stream amendments, and I'm going to ask Joseph DeLaPlante to take you through what that means to the Cisco shareholders.
Thanks, Sean. So subsequent to quarter end, the Cisco, as part of a larger syndicate, did enter into an amendment of the Renard Stream as part of a larger comprehensive set of financing agreements that was done between Stornoway and its creditors. The total stream amendment was for an additional proceeds to Stornoway of $45 million, of which 21.6 came from Cisco. And essentially, the main amendment to the contract was to the transfer pricing structure. So as you recall, originally, the stream had a fixed $50 per carat transfer price. After this amendment, we have modified that to $40 a carat or 40%. So it's the lesser of those two amounts. And the other additional thing that we changed is that the stream now applies to all life of mine diamonds from the entire property, whereas previously it applied to life of mine diamonds from only the five kimberlites that were part of the original mine plan. So it's an important amendment for us. Ultimately, this better aligns us with Stornoway. We result with immediate increased cash margins on the stream and increased cash flow. We have better downside exposure to diamond price and to over-recovery of small stones from the mine. And just as a reminder, this comes effective October 2nd, so it was subsequent to quarter end, but it will be reflected in our Q4 results.
Page 13 goes through the increase in the royalty on the Cariboo land package in British Columbia. The royalty covers over 2,000 square kilometers in one of the more prolific gold belts in the world. And this is a camp-sized play with the strike length here of the main structural 65 kilometers. Benefits to Cisco, of course, is we got gained exposure to this land package, which has been accelerating quickly in terms of knowledge of the project and the potential that we see there. The company published a resource update in the spring, with about 1.6 million ounces at 6 grams, and measured and indicated another 2 million ounces at over 5 grams in the inferred category. So it's moving well. We see intensified drilling there as well as we unlock the geological knowledge that we need to figure this one out, but it's come a long way in a very short time. Page 14, just to summarize our investment thesis. So we have early opportunities, development opportunities, and producing opportunities. And what this slide shows you is the time value of money as projects go through the various stages of de-risking and evolution. So in terms of early stage things, we've tried to invest about 20-25% of our portfolio in this window. Good examples of that would be Windfall Lake, when we purchased the $5 million royalty on the company assets about 30 months ago, Cariboo, which is the Barkerville BGM mine, and the Horn 5 asset that we initiated, and we were a catalyst investor to incubate that company in 2012, and we carried it forward with us through the evolution. Now, these assets have moved through into, and a lot of these assets are moving through into the development stage, which involves feasibility studies, permitting, and construction. And then the third piece that we invest in is existing production opportunities, like we did with Gibraltar and the purchase of the Orion mine finance package. So those are the three areas where we see our investment strategy playing out. And the latter two, the development opportunities and producing opportunities, represent about 75% of our investments to date, and we stuck with that rough number. It will fluctuate sometimes, but seems to work pretty well so far. Page 15 is an example of an early stage successful investment. We bought $5 million worth of equity at Arizona Mining, and we purchased $10 million. We purchased a 1% royalty for $10 million at the same time. This project has moved quickly with a $2 billion NPV, 100 million tons of 10% zinc, and a 20-year mine life production expected to start in 2020, and was acquired by South 32 in 2018. The results for us is that we were able to get monetized in that, and we had a a net gain of $34 million on the equity and the warrants. And we still retain the royalty, which is a very significant value. So this was a relatively short investment for us with significant returns in the thousands of percent. Page 16 shows you our investment portfolio. We are heavily weighted to Canada with 75% and compared to the peer group. We have been successful in Canada. As you know, our origins are in Quebec, where we had the Canadian Arctic success, and we've continued with that strategy with a focus on brownfield camps in good Canadian mining camp areas and jurisdictions where we think things can move quickly and get to fruition so that our royalties start to cash flow. Summary of the financial position, we have an available credit of $450 million. Of which $100 million is drawn, so $350 million available there. Cash on hand of $137 million for now, but we will be receiving another $150 million at the end of the year. Long-term debt, we've paid down some of it. We're now at $419, and our investment portfolio has value of $364 million at the end of the quarter. Shares outstanding for the company right now standing at 156 million. And our dividend is set at 5 cents, and we've also paid back, as we said, $12.9 million in debt this quarter and $51.8 million in Q2, so we'll continue to make progress on that front. Page 18 gives you the escalation of the dividend since we started this company 4.5 years ago, with over $78.5 million returned to shareholders in that period. We're currently yielding just under 2%, which gives us one of the highest yields dividends in all the mining categories. Page 19 is the investment opportunity. We're trading at a 70% discount to our peer group of Franco and Randgold right now at 0.97 times NAV. So therein lies the opportunity for shareholders at this point. So we feel that gap will close. We had a bit of noise. A couple of ramp-ups earlier in 2018, but I think that as we fast forward, most of these things are turning the corner, and we should have a lot less to talk about in third-party assets as we get further into the piece. In terms of other things we did this year, we've also purchased the 5% royalty on Victoria Gold's Yukon Project Eagle, and I think that's going to be a good asset for us next year. Construction is on target there and moving forward as well. On page 20, we've given you a few swatches here. I think I've covered most of it in the presentation. At the end of the year, assuming that our friends at Pretium execute their buyback, we would have over $280 million in cash available for future investments. In addition to our undrawn credit facilities. So lots of ability to get things done, and we continue to work hard to add to our portfolio. On that note, I'd like to open the session up to questions, and please feel free to ask questions either in French or in English. We will answer for it.
As a reminder, you can ask a question by pressing star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Comme un rappel, vous pouvez demander une question en composant l'étoile suivie du numéro 1 sur votre clavier téléphonique. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Nous allons prendre une pause lorsque nous compilons la liste de questions. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Encore pour poser une question, veuillez composer l'étoile suivie du numéro 1 sur votre clavier téléphonique.
All right. Well, it looks like we've got everybody covered. If there are any more questions, please feel free to give any of us a call. Our phone or telephone numbers are available on the website, and we'll be glad to take up any questions that didn't make it into this call. So thanks very much, everybody. Merci beaucoup. Et on se voit à la prochaine trimestre.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect. Cela met fin à l'appel d'aujourd'hui. Vous pouvez maintenant raccrocher.